You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How's it feel?
That feels good.
You got a bit of smooth jazz.
Professional right now.
Smooth jazz in the headphones there?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Is everybody getting that smooth jazz, listeners?
If you've just joined us, we've been graced with Matt Thompson, his presence in the studio. You may well know, if you've got a long memory, as much of the BFM listenership does, he is one of the long-time cocktail cornerers with his Thompson Whiskey.
I'm not sure that is a word, but...
Cocktail cornerer is.
Yeah, but yeah. I like it.
Anyway, it was great to come in this evening.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you kindly.
In. Yeah, on the motorway, it's great.
You're saying you've got a 250cc scooter?
No, yeah, trouble parking?
No trouble parking.
Scoot life, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, let's get on to the booze.
Right on.
Yeah.
Tell us about what you've been doing out in your laboratory at Halitao.
Yeah. You meant to think of like hand-beaten copper stills, beautiful, nice.
It sounds like mad scientist stuff to me.
But anyway, good-looking stuff, not like a white laboratory. But what I've done, we've just made a gin.
Wow.
I've been working on it for quite a while.
What made you want to branch out into the gin realm?
Well, I know gin's pretty hot right now, and there's a lot of gins around. But I do really like gin, and a lot of whiskey distilleries also have a gin.
Right.
So it's been on the cards, basically. I've just been dragging the chain with putting a gin out. You know, I've been wanting to do it for a while.
I remember you talking about gin when you were doing Cocktail Corner.
Yeah.
So this has been bubbling away for a while.
Got a bit of colour on the label as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's the first label we've done.
John,
that's colour-based.
Doing the gimme hand signal. Okay. He's going opening it, okay.
So, I'll tell you, how I made the gin was I distilled all the botanicals separately and then I blended them later.
Is that a common practice? Or?
Normally you put all the botanicals in.
Right.
But what I found was different things taste good at different times during the distillation. So if you do one, you know, till it stops tasting good, cut it, you know, and do so then you collect them up and then you blend them later.
This makes sense, I guess.
And my thinking around it was there's a lot of gins out there and a lot of them, you know, I've got so many different secret herbs and spices in them.
Right.
You don't really know, you know, like what
KFC style gins.
Well, what does Grains of Paradise taste like? What does orris root taste like? You know, these are not in the common vernacular. And so I thought more cutting it back, but the concept was the white stripes of gin, basically. Let's cut it back to basics.
Okay.
And, you know, and see where we go. So juniper, that's good. Then we put in coriander, a little bit of cardamom, lemon, and lemongrass. That's all that's in it.
Wow. And then let time sort of muck around, and then voila.
Well, I mean, it takes one day to distill each botanical. So after, I think that's five botanicals, after 5 days,
carry the four.
Then I can blend them to the recipe that took me ages to work out, and that's the mix.
Wow.
Is this gin available to the public?
So yeah, we just bottled it this week. This is from the first sample batch. The one that's bottled is different batch. This is off my sort of sampling one. And actually, like, I did this recipe. I basically put as much juniper in as I could before it goes cloudy.
Right.
And so actually we did this batch and it's got a slight haze just starting in it because the juniper just clipped over. So if anyone's buying it and they see that haze, then that means you've got a lot of goodness in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
So are we tasting the gin
I thought you should try the gin make a gin and tonic.
Oh, cool. Oh, well, then I guess we can't really name the cocktail. Or I guess an alternative name for the gin, maybe a hazy gin?
Well, this sample's not hazy, but it's not very hazy, but it just had a slight thing in it, you know. There you go.
Thank you, Karen.
And for everyone, it's called Victor Gin. It's got a big V on it.
Why Victor?
For a number of reasons.
Tastes like gin, mate.
Yeah.
Tastes like gin.
Yeah.
What am I looking for as I get this on my palate?
Who's looking for?
Just
well,
gin
it's mainly juniper. Well, the thing is, like, say for whiskey, you've got...
Is it ungentlemanly if I don't drink the whole thing?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we're drinking straight room temperature gin and it's 42%, so it's quite strong.
That was actually pretty easy to drink. I like that.
You're more grown up than me, John.
But the point was, I wanted to have it so that you could tell all of the ingredients. You could go, I can taste the juniper, I can taste the coriander, I can taste the cardamom,
right?
I can taste the lemon, you know. You can taste them all separately, but they're combined to be gin, as opposed to just a flavour that's got so many things in it you don't know what they are, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm a fish out of water here. I don't know my gin well enough.
I'm actually a bit of a fan of gin.
So, are you? Yeah. Okay. You learn something about John every day, listener.
Didn't know that about me, did you? I quite like it. It's probably my go-to on the spreadsheet.
I like it!
Okay.
We need to get that sting from RoboCop.
Oh, hear that bottle cork, by the way.
He's great action. So you're pouring this over ice, Matt?
The Victor is going in the glass.
Some volleys just walked into the newsroom. I'm guessing they've just returned from Shadows.
Having a couple of sheds, is it? Now, where did you source this lemon?
Where did I source this lemon? My wife got it from me.
Yes!
Did she steal it?
Could have been from a local tree. It's got loads of seeds.
Thank you, Miss Thompson.
I don't know. So I'm pouring from the hip here. These are big BFM glasses.
Bish, bosh, bash.
But it's kind of how we'd normally have gin and tonic, I think.
We wouldn't really be measuring. What I like about Cocktail Corner is sometimes taking it back to the do-it-at-home kind of style. You know, this is for the listeners, really. It's not all about the fancy cocktail.
Self-construct, save some cash. Boys. It's winter. All right.
Cheers.
Eye contact, of course.
Cheers, man. Cheers
to you and your family.
Ooh, that's strong. I mean,
this is much more. This is much more up my alley.
Matt Thompson just said it was strong. Ooh, whoa, watch out.
This is tennis, though. This is way, way more up my alley. This is poolside. Now we've found a nook here.
Nice and clean, even though you're saying it's cloudy.
It's just a slight haze. You haven't put a lot of tonic in yours. Your ratio is a bit different.
Yeah,
to
it's
ours.
True. Mine's about 50-50.
Yeah, yours is like a little mini version.
But I think that's good. This is actually the first time I've mixed it with Schweppes.
I've used higher-end
tonics when I was doing the...
Be specific, when I was doing what do you recommend? What is a high-end tonic?
Well, gin's a real problem, actually. Because you're essentially making a high-end drink that then you're going to mix. Whiskey, you sort of make it to drink like that. So how are you going to do it, you know? If it's going with Schweppes, you know, it's got a lot of sweetness, so maybe you want it more citrusy and more, you know, a little bit bitter or something to cut through.
Someone's come in with a gin Callahan.
Oh, naming the drink. Yeah, we should just reiterate, if you want to name this drink, you can win yourself a...
Kieran J. Callahan double? Or no, it's album, sorry. It comes out... Well, I guess you get your hands on it ASAP.
So... Going back to the gin, is it going into all of the Love Bucket and Hallertau sort of cocktails?
Oh, right. Well, actually, I make Love Bucket's gin, which I've made for some time, right? Yes. Since they started, I make their house gin.
I picture you just leaning and over was the a barrel, thing, just stirring around, like taking your time.
It is like that,
with
actually.
A beard mask
Yeah. and the thing was, like, I wanted to make a gin for a while. They pushed the issue and got me to make a gin, and then I made their gin as, like, I made the best gin that I could. For them, and then I was like, oh no, but now I've got to make a gin that's better for me. Like, how can I make it better? And so,
this time it's personal,
but so I'm not going to say mine's better than the gin, but theirs is citrus based, whereas mine's got
you just said it, yours is better than their one.
I'm not gonna.
It's a pre record, no, we can cut that out.
They're both just good. No, they're different styles. Theirs is pretty all citrus based.
Yes.
And juniper, whereas mine's got cardamom and coriander.
Cool.
Yeah.
Delish.
Nice.
Delish.
So this is hot off the press. You gonna will this people be able to find this in a store or anything?
Well, no, because it's not in any shops yet. So,
okay.
So it's just got bottled this week. Next week, our distributor will pick it up, and so it should be going in shops next week. So if anyone wants to see what it looked like, you can look at our Facebook or Instagram. That's the Thompson Whiskey Facebook or Instagram for the Victor Gin, which doesn't have either of its own.
Cool.
Yeah.
Stillish. I love it.
Thanks.
I agree.
I mean,
I agree.
if I come up again with this, I might bring up different botanicals, like bring up just distilled juniper and just distilled coriander, whatever. And
like, what sort of proof are those sort of things? Like, how strong is distilled juniper? Is that got an alcoholic percentage on it? Is it like a...
Well, we just say... we distill it, it's starting at about 30% in the still, then we distill it over and it's about 65%. But we can mix that back a little bit. I should bring them all down to say 42%, say, so it's all the same thing. Then we mix a few gin and tonics up and see, you know, see if we do the BFM mix, the drive mix.
Hey, thanks so much for coming up, Matt.
Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
Good to see you.
It's great to have you back in the house.
Thanks a lot.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.